in the night and went to see Mary. Oh, how sweet. Hello? Hello, Margaret? Is that you? Woman. Margaret, will you please try and clean up carefully, quietly? Oh, I don't know. Now I've got them forgotten where I... What? Ooh. Of it! This is private property, sir, I'll have you know. What's that you're holding? Not pointing it at me, you fool. Gave you permission to come to... No.
Doctor Who, The Mobius Trap, Episode 1.
Down here, said Matt.
Looks like you got a leak, mate.
Yes, I know I've got a leak. Having to paddle through this corridor knee-deep in water alerted me to the fact that we have a leak. Now, what I want to know is what you can do about it.
Well, I'll have to get the pump in first, clear this little lot out. Well, and then you'd be looking at a day's work replumbing the offending pipes, perhaps another 2 days to get it repainted, recarpeted, you know.
But we're opening the day after tomorrow.
Can't you postpone it?
No, I can't! This is Del Maestro we're talking about here. It's a very important occasion. I don't seem to be too happy about putting his name to a building that bears more resemblance to a swimming pool than a theatre.
Can't say I was ever much taken with his stuff myself.
That is irrelevant. I don't suppose you were ever part of his target audience anyway. This is classy stuff for highbrow intellectuals, not incompetent plumbers.
All right. Keep your hair on. I'll see what I can do. Just don't expect too much. The damage seems to run pretty deep. Some of it's even got down into the old bunkers below.
I don't care about that. So long as what the punters see looks respectable, we don't have a problem. Now step to it.
Right you are. Come on, lads, get that pump down here. See if we can't drain this little lot away.
Years?
So you certainly need to read the long-range forecast when it comes to taking a holiday there.
But that's just crazy.
Such are the whims of Mother Nature, Sarah Jane. Their solar atmosphere generates alternating cycles of cold and warmth. 30 years of summer, 1 year of torturously bitter winter. They effectively hibernate during the cold period.
Like a tortoise?
If you mean, do they cower in cardboard boxes for half their lives, the answer is no. They're a very civilized race, the Ralladons. They just have rather unfortunate weather.
But we are going in the warm period, aren't we?
Oh yes. Well, towards the end of the warm period at least. But we'll have enough time left to enjoy ourselves before all the preparation for the winter has to get underway.
Good.
At the end of every summer, there's always huge celebrations. I'm quite looking forward to lapping up some of the end of season culture.
I would have thought the travelling flea circus would be more your style.
Ah, well, there are sides to me you never imagined existed.
Woo! Still don't believe you though, but you've got an ulterior motive.
Oh, that I could cure that suspicious mind of yours, Sarah Jane.
Skeptical, Doctor, not suspicious. It's what comes of being a journalist.
I dare say. And I thought the only qualifications were an innate nosiness and the ability to quaff copious amounts of coffee.
Well, that is pretty important, too.
It's a tragedy. It's...
Won't you turn that thing off now?
Not just yet. The wiper for the Three Fingers of Esteron is coming up next.
Oh, why would you want to watch that one again? I enjoyed it first time.
Well, I did, and you're missing the point. The number of times is irrelevant.
All I want is to spend a bit of quality time with you, without your face bathed in the glow of that damn television set.
Okay, but be patient, will you? I'll get the wiper of the Three Thieves, and then it won't matter when I next see it. I guess I can get it out of the library or something.
Oh, go on then.
It's an honor. Your chance to watch Antonio Del Maestro's dramatic masterpiece again from scratch as we transmit The Wiper for the Three Thieves of Estevan. Switch off your set now if you don't want to forget all your memories of this play. Okay. Now have forgotten
that's
all
better.
Your memories of the
And
three
you promise
thieves
you won't watch The Three Thieves now?
What Three Thieves? What are you talking about?
What do you mean the sign isn't ready?
Exactly that. They were just on the phone to me. Apparently there's been a mix-up with the names, and I've had to redo it.
Mix-up with the names? Del Maestro Playhouse. Three simple words. How can you get that wrong?
Well, it seems that someone told them it was the Dull Maestro Playhouse.
Dull Maestro indeed. Does it look like a puppet theatre to you? Oh, forget it. God only knows what will go wrong next. This theatre's been jinxed, I'm telling you. Now, what was that? And where did that thing come from? Do you know anything about this?
Nothing to do with me.
And then Sigyn had the cheek to try and pretend I'd taken that stuffed penguin, as if.
I don't suppose it would have been much use to you.
Exactly. Ah, natives, lighten yourself up, Sarah Jane. You look like you've just stepped out of
a time machine with no hot running water?
No. Oh, my dear chap, I do beg your pardon. You must excuse my assistant's bad manners. May I introduce myself? My name's the Doctor, and this is Miss Sarah Jane Smith. She's from Earth, but I hope you won't hold that against her.
Doctor?
Look, I don't care who you are, just get that ridiculous box off my stage!
Ah. Does my TARDIS offend you?
Yes, get it off!
I see. Well, I'll do my best. Where exactly would you like me to park it?
Anywhere outside of this building is just fine by me.
Right you are.
Shall we go and find somewhere to stay, Doctor?
Yes, good idea. First things first, eh?
Preferably a hotel with hot running water.
Okay, you don't have to press the point.
Mark, are you there?
Yes, what?
I was just thinking, have you stocked up on fuel for the winter? It's a bit premature, I know, but you know what a rush it is when everyone leaves it to the last few weeks.
Thanks to Jim.
Mark, did you hear me? Oh, Betty's watching that TV again. Will you turn that thing off? Give yourself square eyes.
There you go.
I was saying about getting the fuel in for the winter. Did you get around to doing it?
What? Oh, no, I won't worry about that. How cold can it get, eh?
You're not serious. Do you remember the last one? Well, I suppose you would only have been five, but all the same.
What are you on about, Kate? Come on, settle down. Have a glass of wine with me.
Okay, but you really should think about stocking up soon. I hate leaving everything to the last moment.
Well, you singularly failed to create a good impression there, Doctor.
Yes, I rather fear I did. I wonder what put the chap in such a bad mood. He seemed very anxious.
Oh, come on. Didn't you look around? You see the state of the place.
And?
And? Look what I've got here.
Ah, the local paper. And what light can that shed on the proceedings?
Well, it says, the theatre's dedicated to a certain Antonio Del Maestro. It's supposed to be opening in 2 days' time with a premiere of his latest work. He's a playwright, I presume.
Fair assumption. I suppose that'll be a statue of him then.
Statue? Where?
Can't you spot that monument over there, next to the theatre? Covered up for now. I wonder when the grand unveiling will be.
Same day as the play, possibly. Hey, how about we go and see it when it opens?
Yes, why not? Might be interesting, you never know. I'll see if I can book us tickets tomorrow. And until then, how about we sample some of the local cuisine this evening?
Sounds great to me. Anywhere special in mind?
Well, there used to be this wonderful little restaurant around the back of the town hall last time I was here.
What better way indeed to start the morning than with our current selection of wiper programmes for today's TV. Also, you might like to look out for our daily book wiper, and that comes at 11 o'clock this morning.
No, thank you. Still got yesterday's book to finish without starting any more.
What, dear?
Oh, nothing, just talking to myself.
Okay. Hey, what was that you were mentioning about fuel yesterday?
Oh, that! Oh, I shouldn't worry about that. It's pretty warm at the moment, and the forecast on the radio says it'll be fine for ages. I can't even remember the last time we needed the heating on.
Well, whatever you think, there. Yeah.
Doctor, it's past 11. Time to get up.
Oh, bother and confibulations. I've only gone and overslept again.
Is there such a word as confibulations, Doctor?
Well, it's a word we Time Lords reserve for only the most trying of circumstances.
Thought not. And you promised you'd wake early and go and get the tickets for the play tomorrow.
Play? Oh, fiddlesticks, so I did. I'm going to have to travel back in time 2 hours just to get a place in the queue.
Isn't that a bit against the rules?
No. All's fair in love, war and theatre queues.
Another famous Gallifreyan motto?
Yes, one of Razzlon's own, I believe. Very wise man, Razzlon. Kept lots of fish.
Is that right?
In a tank, of course. Used to pass away the hours. Must get lonely being immortal.
I suppose so.
He who wins shall lose, and he who loses shall be doomed to keep tropical fish for an eternity. I think there's a lesson for us all there.
I think the lesson, Doctor, is not to listen to you first thing in the morning until you've properly woken up. I've never heard such nonsense. Come on now, get ready. I'll wait for you in the console room.
Right, you are. Won't be long, Sarah Jane. I won't be long.
Well, make sure you're not. I've got some very important clothes shopping to do this afternoon, and I won't be rushed.
Rightio. I'll tell you what, you might as well go on ahead, and I'll meet you for tea at 4. How about that?
Fine by me. See you outside the town hall, then.
It's a date. Now where did I put that scarf?
So anyway, I said to her, I don't know what you're fussing about.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're going to freeze to death, is it?
That's right. It's all just media scaremongering. That's what I say. I'll say anything to get people to watch the TV nowadays.
You're not wrong there. No. Anyway, I told her just to stop worrying about it all. She was disturbing me watching The Three Thieves again. That's my favourite programme, that is. I've seen it 7 times. Hey, excuse me, do you mind butting into the line like that?
Oh, I do beg your pardon. I thought you were in the other queue.
Other queue? What other queue?
Indeed. Waiting to get your tickets, are you?
Yes, that's right. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Me neither. We're tourists here, you know.
You don't say. Dressed up like that with your scarves and your umbrellas.
I reckon he believes all that nonsense about the winter.
Well.
Just a ploy to sell more woolly jumpers, if you ask me.
Yes. I suppose it's possible.
Yes. They sure fool you, all right. Go on, mister. Get behind in the line. We were here first. Isn't that right, Kate?
Perfectly true. I'm afraid we'll just have to wait like the rest of us.
Okay, then wait I must.
Clock and no sign of the doctor. What a surprise.
Boo!
Ah! Oh, it's you. Don't do that. You make me jump.
Of course it's me. Who else did you expect?
Hello?
Oh, that's the mayor, Doctor. I took the liberty of inviting him along too.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Well, yes. And you likewise. Are you really the mayor, if you'll forgive me for asking? I mean, you don't look very,
Ceremonial? No, not today. My day off, you see.
I was doing a bit of background research about the city, you know, customs, council, art, and the mayor was kind enough to offer to show me the city archives.
Anything to help a fellow Brit, you know.
You don't say you're...
Oh, yes. Or at least my ancestors were. Moved to this side of the galaxy a couple of generations ago amidst all that palaver with Macmillan and the immigration laws.
Let me think. That would have been 72?
Not a bad guess. 71, I think it actually was. They hitched a ride in a passing frigate, and the rest is, as they say, history.
Or the future, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. Quite beyond your lifetime, I'd expect.
Well, if I do make it to 2071, then I'll be 135.
Puh, but a wee nipper. You wait till you're 500, then you'll start feeling your age.
Never mind the doctor, he's just showing off. Shall we go and take tea then, gentlemen?
A first-rate suggestion, Sarah Jane. You must allow me. I only live around the corner, and I'd be more than honoured if you'd both be my guests.
Mr. Del Maestro, what an honour it is to see you on this fine...
Fine? What's fine about this mess? Why is my theatre not ready? You think I can hold a play in this mess?
But I can assure you, Mr. Del...
Assure me nothing. I don't care if your promise is gribbin. Just make sure it's ready by tomorrow. You understand?
But of course, sir. I mean, the workmen are just putting the finishing touches to...
The foundations, I'll be bound. Pah! It makes my blood boil. Tomorrow, by midday, you understand? Or you'll regret ever hearing the name Del Maestro.
Yes, sir, of course, your honour,
You're a snivelling weasel, aren't you, Gribbin? Just the sort of person who might yet be of use to me. What are you waiting for, man? Get to it!
Yes, sir, right away, sir.
I'm so glad you're going to be there too. It should be such an enjoyable occasion.
Yes, the doctor bought tickets for us this afternoon.
I nearly didn't make it. They're selling out very fast. We only got tickets for the back row.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
Sorry, Sarah Jane, it was the best I could do.
Oh, no, we can't have that then. I'm sure there's still some space up in the royal boxes. I insist you join us.
Really? Oh, wow, thanks ever so much.
Really? It'd be my pleasure. Just say you're with me when you arrive and I'll have the tickets waiting there for you.
Well, I must say, this is uncommonly decent of you.
Not at all. Least I could do for such honourable guests. It's Del Maestro's 21st, you know. Play, that is, not birthday. Word has it, it's going to be quite a departure from the others. Seen any, have you?
I'm afraid I haven't had the pleasure.
Oh, my dear boy, you have missed out. He's a genius, they say. Some have been comparing him to the best Earth writers.
Quite impressive.
Of course, I've never seen any Earth plays myself, living out here. But what about you?
No, oh, I'm not from Earth either. But I do confess to having been there on more than one occasion.
Ah, well, you'll be quite prepared for the sort of weather we'll be having soon, then, when the winter comes.
Ah, yes, the winter. I was meaning to have a word with you about that. It comes around every 30 years, isn't that right?
Yes, quite right. Damn inconvenience, if you ask me. If you've ever come to the North Pole, you should have a fair idea of the weather conditions to come. That's why we all stock up on food and fuel and effectively hibernate for the year. No one goes to work, it just isn't practical.
No, I don't suppose so.
Of course. Not being a pure Ralladon blood, I find the hibernation a little more difficult than the others, but I'm getting the hang of it.
I expect years of evolution have adapted the race to cope with the cold?
Well, to a certain extent. As I say, they can more or less switch off body functions for that period, but that doesn't mean the cold isn't any less dangerous or that they don't have to eat. Most folk keep their homes at a steady, warm temperature and wake up every week or so to top up on the old food levels.
How quaint. Sorry, that must have sounded rather condescending.
Not at all, dear girl. I rather agree with you, as it happens. Just one of the quaint things about this small planet which makes me so fond of it.
And you're sure the 30 years is almost up now?
Of course. We've got until mid-next month to prepare, and then the temperatures will start to drop rather quickly. Why do you ask?
It's just that I overheard a couple today outside the theatre talking about the winter, as if it was some media scare someone had invented.
Media scare? No, far from it. Why, this has been happening every 30 years for centuries now. I don't know where they got that idea from at all.
No, neither do I.
I know that face, Doctor.
Sorry?
That's your I smell a rat face. Can't you just enjoy even one trip without trying to seek some evil plot or other?
Evil plot? Oh no, I don't think so, my girl. We're all very peaceful around here, you know.
Yes, of course you are. You must forgive my assistant. She's rather too eager at times. A journalist, you know. But if you'll forgive us, I do think it's time we should be getting away.
Of course. Hope to see you tomorrow, then, at the theatre.
Indeed.
7:30 sharp, remember?
7:30 it is. Until then.
Be seeing you.
Bye. I'm sorry, but you were doing that face of yours.
Yes, well, it did seem a bit curious. Nothing much we can do about it now, anyway. We'll have dinner, and then I'd say it'd be best to get an early night to prepare for a busy day tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so annoyed about that.
I'm sorry, but I told you. This rough man with a stupid scarf barged in front of me and bought the last two tickets. There was nothing I could do about it.
We could have had a word with him.
Well, I didn't notice until it was too late. He just appeared from nowhere. Don't worry, dear. There'll be other performances. And it'll be on TV soon.
No point in moping around, I suppose. I still haven't watched Three Thieves Restaurant yet since having it wiped.
True. And you were so eager to see us on the day, too.
Ah, hello.
Yes, sir. Do you have a reservation?
I do. It should be listed with the mayor.
Mayor? Let me see. Your name is Mr. Who?
Correct. Well, doctor, actually.
Ah, yes, here we are. And your lady friend, too. Here are your two tickets. They're in the royal box, entrance C, over there on the left.
Thank you. Your ticket, Sarah Jane.
Thanks, doctor. But did you have to do that joke about your name? How many times?
Aha, never fails to amuse me.
Well, the less said about your sense of humour, the better.
Oh, I say, isn't it posh up here?
Nothing but the best for my guests. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Oh, and you haven't met...
Not yet.
No, of course not. How inconsiderate of me. Allow me to introduce my wife, Eliza, and our son, Morris.
How do you do?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Your seat is just here, over on the left.
I say, what a great view you get.
Yes, don't you? Well, Father always gets free tickets for the royal boxes. It's one of the perks of being mayor.
Morris, please don't discuss such things in company.
Sorry, Father. So, have you had a chance to read the programme yet?
No, not yet. Have you?
Yes. All sounds a bit like Macbeth to me.
Sorry?
Macbeth. You know, Shakespeare. We've got an original Earth copy at home, and I read it last year.
And they're similar?
Just judging from the plot synopsis, I'd say so.
Well, great minds and all that.
True. Oh, hold on. Yes? Hey, here we go. I don't know what. I think it's about to begin.
So, what did you think?
Most enjoyable indeed.
I'm glad you approved. Shall we adjourn to the bar now? The first night party should be getting underway soon. I'd hate for you to miss it.
What a good idea. Lead the way.
And you enjoyed it, Lord Barleymow?
Oh, utterly, Mr. Del Maestro, utterly. Quite an exquisite piece of drama, I really thought so. I am almost flattered to hear.
Not at all, not at all. I'm indebted to you and your lovely wife.
You're too kind. Oh, look! There's Antonio over there. I don't fancy our chances of getting to speak to him at the moment, though.
Yes, he's certainly got quite a fan club.
Well, we'll just let him soak up the admiration of others for the time being, eh?
Didn't I say so?
Sorry?
About Macbeth. Didn't you notice? Some of the lines were almost word for word. And the plot was identical, bar the character names.
Never!
On my life. I'd like to get a chance to talk to Mr. Del Maestro soon, you know. I have a few questions I'd like to put to him.
Rather. That's him over there, you see. With the cloak on.
Yes, I see him. Hey, he just looked our way.
Have you ever met him before?
No.
But didn't you see the way he looked over here? It was like he recognised us.
Impossible. Not us, anyway. Maybe he recognised your friend, or my dad, behind us.
Maybe. Hey, he's off! Did you see that? What say we follow him? He's up to no good, I'll bet.
Okay, come along, quickly.
So I said to him, impossible! From the central cavern to the bank in one life?
I don't know. Sarah Jane used to be quite good at that sort of thing, didn't you, Sam? Oh, now where's she gone to? The girl's just vanished.
He simply vanished.
Impossible! Shh! I can hear voices coming from through that door. Quietly now.
See if you can listen in.
Are you listening to me carefully?
Yes, I hear.
It's that manager of the theatre.
That chap. You saw him already, with the scarf and umbrella. He is called the Doctor. I want to tell you more about the Doctor.
I am listening, Master.
They're talking about the Doctor!
What was that? Gribbit! Go outside and make sure we are alone. One way or another.
Run! He's spotted us!
I think we're safe. Oh gosh, that was close.
Too right. We've stumbled upon something, Morris. What does Del Maestro care for the Doctor?
I've no idea. He's your friend, not mine.
Where does he live?
Del Maestro? Oh, he lives on an island just out to sea. Famous for it, you know. He says he likes the peace and quiet there. Doesn't like to be disturbed.
Oh, that's so awkward. We'll never get there.
Get there? What's the point in that? He'd never let you in anyway.
Who's talking about being let in?
Oh, come off it.
We need answers, and fast, Morris. He's up to something, and it involves the Doctor. I must find out what. The Doctor could be in danger.
Well, we could row out there, I suppose. I have a boat moored at the bay, but it would have to be tonight. Del Maestro won't be spending more than a day on land before going back.
Tonight it is. We'll meet up really late. Is 2 a.m. okay for you?
Well...
Come on! It'll be an adventure. 2 o'clock at the bay. Make sure you're there.
Oh, all right. But be on time.
I will. Look, I'm going back to the Doctor soon, so I'll sneak away tonight as soon as he's asleep. See you then, all right?
Okay.
Great. Leave a couple of minutes before you return to the party, so no one guesses we were together. Doctor? Good. He's fast asleep. No doubt of that with the racket he's making.
Mistress, do not leave now. Danger, mistress.
Quiet, canine. I'm just going out for a little walk, okay? There's no need to alert the doctor.
Negative, mistress. There may be danger outside.
Nonsense. Canine, just go back to sleep. That's an order.
Affirmative, mistress.
Morris? Morris? Are you there?
Good. You came. Pipe's over here. Climb in.
Is it far to row?
Hold the oars 1 second. Far? No, it's not very. Thank you. Right. We go.
I'm glad you can row. I'm hopeless.
Had lots of practice as a kid. Never at 2 in the morning, though.
Is that the island over there?
Yes. Del Maestro lives in a massive mansion on that island. It's a big house on a small island. Probably not much room for anything else there.
Any idea how we can get in when we arrive?
No. Well, I was rather counting on you to sort that out.
Oh, you were? Just see what we find when we get there. I'd rather not go breaking anything. We don't want him to know we've been there, do we?
Not if at all possible. So near and yet so far.
Oh, come on. I'm not giving up yet. There's got to be a window open. We just haven't spotted.
You can see they're all shut. There's just no way to get in.
Shut. But I wonder. Shut, but not locked. Come on, Morris. Give me a foot up. I'm in. Hold on. I'll just find the front door and let you in.
Now we're here, what are we looking for?
I don't know. Turn that lamp on low. It's pitch black.
Okay. Hey, it's some kind of study.
There's books everywhere. This must be where he does his writing.
Sure looks that way.
Hey, careful! Don't knock too much on the floor. We don't want to leave any traces.
Sorry.
Hey, you know what you were saying about Shakespeare? Well, he's certainly got a copy. Here it is. The complete works of Shakey himself. Open on his desk.
I knew it!
And guess which page it's open at?
Macbeth?
Exactly. The last scene. So it would seem that our Mr. Maestro isn't quite the literary genius everyone takes him for.
Do you not think so?
It's him! He was at home all along!
Of course I'm at home, my dear boy. Where else? But just what do you think you're doing here?
Investigating. And we've sussed you out now. We're onto your little game, copying Shakespeare and passing it off as your own work. Just who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am? Who do you think I am?
What does he mean?
I don't know.
Never believe your eyes, my dear uninvited guests.
His face! It's changing!
You see, things are not always as they seem.
The real Del Maestro?
No, my dear child. I am the master, and you will obey me.
Episode 1, written by Howard Richardson and starring Andy Haynes as the Doctor, Matti Rezzanesan as Sarah Jane, Dave Gray as the Mayor, John Greenwood as Mr. Gribbin, Jenny Bell as Kate, Howard Richardson as Mark, Damian Brooks as Del Maestro, Howard Richardson as Morris, and Phil Wilkins and John Greenwood as the TV presenters.
Digital editing, additional music and effects by the Floor 10 Radiophonic Workshop. This has been the Floor 10 Audio Production.